Today's daf is daf Tzadi Beis. So we got to the last line of Tzadi Aleph on Beis. The Gemara says, Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. So mi Amar Rav Yochanan halach. Does Rav Yochanan really say this? What does Rav Yochanan say? If you look at Rashi to explain on the top of Tzadi Beis, Umi Amar Rav Yochanan halach. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Does he really pass like Rabbi Shimon? Ve'afilu irvo. Even if there is an Erev, the Chatzeros of Rishus Achas. Remember we had the discussion yesterday whether or not this Heter Rabbi Shimon that Kol Chatzeros, Kol Gagos, Kol Karpevos, Rishus Achas, is that true even if they made an Erev between the house and the Chatzer, whereby the money, the bias, the Kalim and the bias will come out from the house to the Chatzer, and then maybe there's a Chashash to go from the Chatzer to another Chatzer, which wouldn't be allowed. So is that true? He really paskins even in a case of Erev. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, "V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that halacha k'stam mishnah. We always pass like a stam mishnah when we don't have an author of the mishnah. They present it as if this is the psak. And what does the mishnah tell us? But tonight the mishnah tells us from the beginning, from Daf Pei Zayin, "V'kosel shebein shtei chatzeros gavoa asara v'rochav arba." You have a wall between two different chatzeros, and the wall is 10 tefachim high. It's 4 tefachim wide. So it itself is a rishus yachid. It's an outdoor rishus. And the din is ma'arvin shnayim, that these two chatzeros can only make separate eruvim. They ain't ma'arvin echad. They can't be making eruv together because there's a wall separating between the two. Hayu berosho peros, if there are fruit on top of the kosel, elu olun mikan ve'ochlam, they could each go up independently and eat on top of the chatzer, on top of the kosel rather. Ubilvad shelo yaridu lamata, as long as they don't bring them down. But why not? If it's according to Rabbi Shimon, you should be able to bring anything that's outside. You could bring from a chatzer to a gag to a kosel to a karpiv. All that should be all the same. So the fact that there's a limitation tells us we don't pask like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Rashi points out this must be a situation where they made independent eruvim of the chatzer to the bais, because if there was no eruv, if it was a case of a low eruv, everybody agrees that Rabbi Shimon says, kol gagos, kol chatzeres, kol karpivos is the same. So certainly the chatzer and the kos and the chatzer should all be the same rishus. So it has to be a case where there is an eruv between the house and the chatzer, and that's why he limited it. That's why he says you're not allowed to carry from the chatzer to the kos to the chatzer. So you see that clearly the Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Holtzlik, says that Rabbi Shimon does not have his din in the case of an eruv. So the Gemara says, no, what does it mean, yor du lamata? My lamata levata levatim. You can't bring it. It's a strange way to call this, but don't bring it down from the kosel into your house, but down from the kosel to the chatzer. That's all allowed because Rabbi Shimon holds its din of kol gagos, kol chatzers, kol karpivos are all kul and rishus achas, even in a case of eruv. But where you draw the line is don't bring it down from the kosel into your house. That's where he says it's not allowed. So the Gemara says va tani rebichi. This is from Bichi, a teacher brisa. Ubilvad shlo yeze omed bimkomo v'ochel v'ze omed bimkomo v'ochel. Does Rabbi Chia, who's a Talmud of Rebbe, does Rabbi Chia comment that this brisa says even if you're standing in your chatzer, you should not eat from the top of the kosel? Standing in your chatzer tells us you cannot go from the kosel to the chatzer. The brisa isn't referring to going back to your house. It's saying it's usher even to remain in your chatzer from the kosel to the chatzer. Even that's usher. Sounds like kulan lav rishus achas. And the Gemara just says the response, a little strange how to tie in the words exactly, but the Gemara says, and I'll say it outside first, the Rabbi Chia may not have understood Rebbe's understanding entirely. Just because Rabbi Chia interpreted this way doesn't mean Rebbe himself understood that way. Rebbe understood across the board, you'd be allowed to actually bring it to your chatzer, you just can't bring it to the bias. So look what Rashi, the Gemara says. Gemara says, Amr Lei V'chi Rebbe Lo Shana. Rebbe didn't teach it this way. Rabbi Chia Menayla, where did Rabbi Chia get this from? In other words, Rabbi Chia made this up. Rabbi Chia, granted, he's a Talmud, but if the Rebbe himself didn't teach us in such a way, how does Rabbi Chia get away with saying it's no kimta of the guy standing in the chatzer? Not true. Rebbe says if you're standing in the chatzer, it would be allowed. You just can't bring the fruit into your house. So Rabbi Yochanan actually does pask like Rabbi Shimon that even in a case of an eruv between the bais and the chatzer, all the chatzeros, kol chatzeros, are kulan rishus achasim. Gemara now says around 15 lines down, itmar shtei chatzeros. V'churba achas b'nehem. If you have two chatzeros and there's a desolate, an empty area in between, achas irva v'achas lo irva. So one of the chatzeros made a chatzer, an erev, with his bias. So let's say chatzer aleph. So they have an erev with his bias, and chatzer beis does not have an erev with his bias, and there's a churva in between. So the din is, it sounds very parallel to what we've seen before. The Gemara is going to compare these two. But again, shtei chatzeros v'churva achas b'neim, achas irva v'achas lo irva. One has an erev with its respective house; the other one does not. Amar Rav Huna nosin osa luzu shlo irva. You give rights of the churba to the chatzar that does not have an eruv from his house. Aval l'she'ir v'lo. But the chatzar that does have an eruv with his house, you don't give rights to the churva. Why not? Dilma asi lafuke mani debatim l'churva. Because of the chashash that the guy who has the eruv of his chatzar with his chatzar in his house, he might bring kalim from his house to his chatzar, because that's allowed, he has an eruv, and then he might go from the chatzar to bring those kalim from the house into the churva. Because of that gezeira, we do not allow the person who had the eruv to use the churva. Only the chatzar who does not have an eruv may utilize the churva. That's the understanding. So the Gemara then says, V'chia by Rav Amar af l'she'irva. Chia heard from his father, we'll look at Rashi for just a further explanation, fill in some of the gaps here. He heard even l'she'irva, and even l'she'irva, it's going to go in two different ways. Either even l'she'irva, even the field that has the eruv, even they have heter to use it, or it means even the irva, even they have, they're both usher to use them. So it's a little unclear what he had heard. So just look at Rashi, we'll look at the Gemara a little bit further, then we'll look at Rashi to fill in the holes again. V'chia bar Rav again says, Amar af l'she'irva, I even heard the chatzar that has an eruv, v'shteyan asurs. Both chatzars are asur. Both the chatzar she'irva and the chatzar shelo irva are asur. Vim tomar shtey mutar. If you're going to say they're both mutar, we'll ask a question in just a second. Let's read the Rashi, and we'll come back in the Gemara to figure out what's going on here. So the Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi says, v'chia barav amar af l'she'irva. So just pay attention right now. This is a similar model to what we saw before about a chatzar she'irva and a chatzar shelo irva. Rabbi Shimon's din, that kul and rishis achas, all that, we had the discussion, does it apply only when a place didn't have an eruv, or does it apply even in a case where there is an eruv? So this is a very parallel case. Do they have the rights to the churva? Is it only the field that has no eruv? But what about the chatzar that does have an eruv? It's a very parallel case. The Gemara is going to make a chilek in just a second, but that's why it's being brought here. So just look at Rashi, and hopefully everything will come together. Rashi says, v'chia barav amar af l'she'irva. Chia heard from his father, even the chatzar that's irva, that has an eruv. Ani shemati, Chia points out, I heard, me'aba from my father Rav, af l'she'irva, no sinoso. I heard in his name, not sure if he heard it directly or he heard it in his name, that even the chatzar she'irva that has an eruv can also use the churva. That's why I heard my father's name. However, midaiti, I myself, Chia says, ani mefarish, I explain, dehai damar abba, that which my father said, af l'she'irva, when he said so to the irva, he said, no, le'esur shteim kamar. They're both actually going to be usur. Why are both going to be usur? Doesn't make sense. If I have a chatzar without an eruv, there's no chashash of me bringing kalim out from my house to my chatzar to the churba. I don't have an eruv. So why would that case be usur? So Rashi explains, de gazar lo irva, ato irva. They were gozer on the chatzar that has no eruv, lest you come to also allow the chatzar with an eruv to start bringing kalim. If I, in the chatzar shel irva, start bringing my kalim from my chatzar to the churba, perhaps haninami, the other chatzar who does have an eruv, asi mafki, he might also bring kalim from his house to the chatzar to the churba, and therefore Chia felt that the iser of using the churba applies to both chatzeros equally, bein irva, bein shelo irva. So the Gemara then says, okay. So look inside again one more time. So the first opinion said, Rav Huna felt that the chatzar shelo irva can use the churva. The chatzar she'irva may not use the irva because he has the chashash of the kalim of the house. Chia himself comes along again. Chia bar Rav Amar af l'she'irva. Even the irva, and his interpretation was shtein asuris. Both chatzeros could not use the churva because the gzera of irvu lo irvu atu irva. Vim tomar shtein mutaris. If you thought my father said af l'she'irva meant both chatzeros are actually mutter to use the churba, then I've got a question on you. So then if that's the case, why don't you give the chatzar shel irva to the chatzar she'irva? Going back to our case, in other words, by the case of the Rabbi Shimon, the kol chatzeros kulin rishus achas, we said if you have a chatzar shel irva, you could use all chatzeros. If you have a chatzar she'irva, one says, you cannot use all chatzeros because your house. So why is there a chilek by the chatzar case, but there's no chilek by the churba case? Meaning, if you say by churba case, both chatzars should be mutter, so then you should say by the chatzar case, kulin rishus achas, they should also all types of chatzars should be mutter, and we're not chosheish of the zu atu zu. So the Gemara says, no, there is a fundamental difference between carrying into a churba versus carrying into all other chatzars. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Hasim over there, when it comes to a chatzer, if I have my chatzer she'irva, you have your chatzer shlo'irva, and we're trying to carry to the other chatzeros there, there's a real chashash. Kevam, dimintre money debatim b'chatzer, since people normally leave their kalim from the house in their courtyard, because it's protected, I'm going to watch over it, I've got a fence, and that's a normal thing to happen. Therefore, the Gemara says, kevam, dimintre money debatim b'chatzer, asi lafuke hacha, lafuke, you might come to bring your house kalim to your chatzer, and then from the chatzer to the other chatzeros. That would be a problem. But hacha, here by bechurva, if you have a churva next to your chatzer, kemidol mintre money de chatzer bechurva, since your property, since your kelim are not going to be protected in the churva, because no one's watching it, so it's just an open area, it's a hefker area, lo asi lafuke, there's not such a concern of people bringing out. Just look at Rashi to hopefully put this together. Look at Rashi, the second wide line down, Rashi writes, Hasam, over there, by the other chatzeros, kemid de mintar, if you're going to say that meant that it's leheter, the gavi chatzeres and my gozer, so why are we gozer by chatzeros then, if we're going to be makil by the churba case? Mishum dekevan dimintere kelim b'chatzer, since people's kelim are protected in a chatzer, shchichi lafuke mani tuva, people take out all the time, they take out their household items and put them in their front yard, their backyard, that's all protected. The chashin, therefore, since it's very common to have household items in the chatzer, there's a real chashash, chashin, and dilma mechalfe mani debatim, but mani de chatzer. You might confuse which are household items, which are outdoor items, and you might be mafki the chaver to bring out your batim de kelim de batim outside to other chatzers. Sherei nishmarim gam besocha, because they're protecting the chatzer. Aval churba, lo avid bei inche lafuke mani de ftua, but people don't typically take out kelim into a churba, and therefore there's no real chashash in that particular case. If you want to interpret my father's name, psak, to say af l'shi'irva means mutaros, so then that's why I'd be mutar, because a churba is a very different situation where people are not so comfortable bringing kalim out into a churba. The Gemara now says, has an ikadamri. This discussion was presented a little bit differently. Ikadamri, last few lines before the Mishnah, ikadamri. Chia barav amar af l'shi'irva v'shtei mutaros. He said that my father said they're both chateres and mutar. The chatzer next to the churba, whether it's a chatzer she'irva, whether it's a chatzer shelo irva, they're both permitted in the churba. Why? Vim tomar shein asurus. If you're going to say they're both asur, if that's the how you thought my father said, then lefish ein nosin chatzer shelo irva the chatzer she'irva, because you don't give a chatzer shelo irva to the chatzer she'irva. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains this one. There are four wide lines down. Rashi explains ika de amri chia by rav amar af le'she'irva. If you think both chatzer should be aser, v'taima mishum d'shemayin olei la'aba, I heard from my father's name the kamer aval irvu lo. I heard say, but he made a chilek between lo irvu. But if it was irvu, he said no. Why? Alma akarchach afilo de dachta lemilsa the aba lokmei lahai the aser b'shirvo. If you want to, you know, press my father's words to say that even in the chatzer she'irva, it's aser. Who da'aser the talta kelel la'toch shelo irvu? Aval shelo irvu the chatzer that does not have an irvu. Mutares latoch she'irva. He's saying that as follows: the chatzer she'irva, those kelim cannot be taken to the chatzer shelo irva. But the opposite, kelim that are in the chatzer shelo irva are actually allowed to be placed in the chatzer she'irva. Shemin and meha the ein nosin shelo irva l'shiva. Even though that might make sense, he did make a chilek. If I have a chatzer shelo irva, so in other words, I can't bring kelim from my house to my chatzer. Everything must remain outside. Now, and that's the case, I could carry to all of the chateros, because Rabbi Shulam says, if Shalirva, everybody agrees, kun chateros chater achas. But there is one limitation. I can't bring from my chater Shalirva to a chater that does have an erva. That's where it does draw the line here. And therefore the Gemara says, Alma says Rashi, Alma gazer be'irva, mishim mani debatim, ubechur benami akarchach shirva asurba. V'chi amar abba, diyahivin lei, the tarvayu leser kamar lo dami. He says the case are not similar. Look at the Gemara, we'll hopefully put everything together. Hopefully it'll be clear. The Gemara explains as follows. Hasim over there came into Mintari Mane debatim bechatzer lo shabu rabbanon lase lafuke ava b'churba lo minter. In other words, the reason why by the chatzer case by Rabbi Shimon, why only permitted the case of shelo irva, because there people have the kelim that are protected in the chatzer. It's a very likely circumstance, like we said before, they did not permit you to bring from a chatzer shelo irva to a chatzer she'irva, because it's very likely that in the chatzer she'irva, the guy has his kelim from the house outside, you might come to confuse the two. That's why they made a gzeira. But here, But bechurva, where people don't place a kelim typically outside in their courtyard, therefore there's room to be more mekel. In this case, just look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Hasam, Rashi says, Gavi chatzeros, that came in the mintari money bechatzer chavero kibi chatzero. I'm very willing to put my kelim into my friend's courtyard because it's going to be protected as well. Lafuki lai money de tuva. And since that's the case, there's more gzeiros to be concerned of when you're talking about kula chatzeros. But the moment you talk of a churba situation, there's not so much a concern because people don't typically place a kelim in the churba.
What's my mind? It's a machlokas. If you have an eruv, if you can bring into the chatzer. If you don't have an eruv, you can't bring into the chatzer.
Yeah, it's a machlokas. I had a pasuk in this regard. Okay. In the end, the new mission says as follows. This next Gemara, it's one of these Gemaras that sounds on the surface pretty straightforward, but when you try to understand it, it's not so straightforward. It's a short Amud, so we'll see what we can do to understand it. But the mission begins as follows. We saw this mission several times already in the Masechta, that Gag Gadol Samach Lekatan. If you have a big rooftop next to a small roof, the din was HaGadol Mutter V'Katan Aser. Remember we had that case where the bigger one, it kind of closed off the ends, so since there's a fourth wall to the Gadol, even though there's an opening to the katan, that's just a pesach, and then the big rooftop is considered completely walled. As opposed to the katan, the small courtyard has the small rooftop does not have any walls. It's parts melua, it's completely exposed on the fourth end. Therefore, you can't carry in it. So again, gag gadol samech lekatan. The gadol's mutar because it has the fourth wall starting to close up a little bit, but the katan's aser because the katan is parts melua. Similarly, chatzer gadola shenifer to laktani, a large courtyard that opened up into a small courtyard. The gadola is mutaris because again the gadola has the walls closing on the fourth side, but the katan is asura bipnei she kapischa shogadola. It's like the entranceway to the gadol, but the katan, the small katana, may not be used. Fine. So Gemara now says lamali the misay tarti. Why teach two different cases in the mission? They seem to be the same exact case. One of the gag and one of the chatzer. Why have two cases? And the Gemara says lerav katani. For Rav, we'll look at Rashi to fill in the holes here a little bit. The Rav Katani Gag Dumi de Chatzer. The roof was similar to the case of the Chatzer, meaning what? Ma Chatzer Min Kara Mechitzasa Av Gag Nami Min Kara Mechitzasa. Just like a Chatzer only works if the Mechitzas are recognizable, so to a Gag can only be effective if they're recognizable. That goes to the Machlokas from a few days ago, whether or not you need Mechitzas Nikaros or not. That was Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Rav proves from this comparison in the Mishnah here that you do need Mechitzas that are recognizable. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi writes here around eight lines up from the bottom, Av Gag. Av Gag Nihi Nami Desharina Lein Mechitzas HaTachtonos Mishim Gud Asig. The walls are viewed as gudasa going all the way up. However, there's a caveat Rav holds, Mio mechitas nikaris ba'inan, you need them to be recognizable. Shloye gag bolet chutzalem. If the rooftop goes over the walls, I mean you can't see the walls from the standing on top of the roof covers it, that actually would not be considered mechitas nikaros and not acceptable according to Rav. And he learned this from the comparison to the chatzir. Rashi continues, if you don't recognize the mechitas below, lo armina gudasik, we wouldn't say gudasik, and the gadol nami would be aser as well. So that's what we learn from the comparison to the chatzir. Now, according to Shmuel, back inside the Gemara, Ula Shmuel, he holds gag dumi de chatzir. Ma chatzir de kadars li rabim, av gag nami de kadars li rabim. We compare it to the chatzir with respect to people trampling over. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, six lines up, Ula Shmuel, Damar afilu lo minkre. Shmuel says you can even have mechitas when they're not recognizable. Even if the roof does cover the mechitas, they're still acceptable. Amrina and gudasik. We say the walls go all the way up. So he does have a limitation himself. Lahachi tenanina gavi hadadi. The reason why we group together gag and a chatzer, because dema chatzer, the darsh li rabim chatzer, people trample through. Af gag, so too people trample on top of a rooftop. Hide the katani katan aser. So why is a katan aser? Why can you carry in the chatzer of the gag of the katan? Right, there are walls on the building. Why does that not serve as good asik? So he says mishum de darsi rabin mizazes. Because since we were walking back and forth from the katan to the gadol, tavle mechita tachtona shebenei mechita nidreses. It's a mechita that's being trampled over v'lo matis lemeged vasuka, and then you don't apply good asik. If the good asik is being trampled over, it's not serving as a mechita, so that really knocks out the usage, the ability to use it halachically as a mechita. But as opposed to the gadol, remember the gadol, we're not using that wall that's in between the katan. We're using the wall that goes extra. No one's walking over those parts of the wall, so that still stands. It's only walking over the pesach. So the gadol still had, the large gag still has its roof, the walls, but the katan has no walls anymore, and that's what Shmuel learned from the comparison of the gag to the chatzar. So now this is where it gets a little tricky. The Gemara says, Yosef Rabba, Rabbi Zera, Rabba bar Rav Chanan, v'yosef Abaye Gabayu. Abaye was sitting next to these three great Amoraim. V'yosef v'kamri, they're busy talking and learning. They learn from this Mishnah, Shema Minavi Masnis, and we learn the following. There's a great, Gemara about relativity, the theory of relativity, respect to the Gadol versus the Katan versus the Gadol. So it gets very tricky. Each area of halacha has slightly different nuances. If you read this Gemara straight, as I told you, it seemed to flow very nicely. But once you try to get into the details, it gets very, very confusing. So we're trying to be a little bit more superficial to get somewhat of a flow here. But we can learn the following from the Mishnah. Shema Minavi Masnisin, Diora Gadola, Bekitana, Vein diara katana bigdola. The people living in the gadol area, the gadola, the chatzar gadola, or the gag gadol, are viewed as also living in the katana. They kind of subsume the smaller area. But people living in the katana, the small area, are not viewed as being in the larger area. So just look at Rashi to put that together a little bit. Rashi says, three lines up from the bottom, diora gadola moshlin b'katana. A slightly different gear that Rashi has. They're controlling, they're moshal of a katana, u'moshchan osa etzlan. They're kind of drawing the people in the katana into the gadol area. They're just kind of sucking them in. However, ve'ein diora katana moshin b'gadola l'moshchan etzlan. But the people in the katana cannot draw the gadol people in. So from the relative perspective of the gadola, katana is living in the same area. But when you look at it from the perspective of the Katana area, the Gadol people are completely separate. We're going to see like 5, 6 nafkaminas of that theory of relativity. So the Gemara explains as follows. What's an example? Keita, how does this all work? So Gifanim b'Gadol. Let's say you have a vineyard growing on the rooftop of the Gadola, or in the Chatzar of the Gadola, let's say. So Aser l'zeras haKatana. You cannot plant in the smaller area, because that would be a violation of Kalayim. You can't have Ketana, you can't have Kerem and Zeraim growing together. That's a violation if it's planted in the Ketana. And V'im Zara, if you do, Zeraim are Asur. And that's Zeraim are Asur. Why? Because if you view the Kerem of the Gadola as kind of subsuming every area, so now the Ketana, we view the Ketana as having a Kerem and Zera there together. And that's climb there. Even if it's a separation. We'll get to that. Exactly. Even separation, it's their Asur. However, one second, let's finish this, and we'll read Rashi in a second. And then, Tzadi Beis on Beis, but the Kfanim Mutarim, but the Geffen still Mutter, because respect to the Ketana, I'm in the place where the Zera is, where the wheat is growing, I view the Geffen as also being there, even though it's not, halachically. So in the Ketana, it's all Kerem, it's all Klein. But from the perspective of the Gdola, there's no Zeram in here, there's no Chita here. It's just it's just grapes, and therefore it's fine. Just look at Rashi. Actually, Rashi is a little confusing. We actually use Tosas Pshat here. Tosas has some shilas on Rashi here. Just look at Tosas for a second. Tosas Tadi Bezim and Bez. Tosas writes, look at, he attacks Rashi, and then he goes to the last, look at the last like 10 lines of the Tosas. Lechach Nir Lari. Tosas writes, Lechach Nir Lari. He says, Lefarish, Taima Deshmais, and the reason of this sugya here, Mishum Deshem Gedola Al Katana, the name of the Gedola, the Chalosh Shem of the Gedola is on the Katana. The ain shame katana al gadol, but the chalosh shame or whatever katana is, does not chal. It's not chal on the gadol, which means what? Ulahachi gefanim gadol. If there are grapevines growing in the gadol, the chatzar gadol, have a shame karen al katana. It means a shame karen on the gadol, and that shame karen also extends itself to the katana as well. Now, v'yafa gav dein gefanim katana. Even though lemaisa, there are no actual grapes in the katana. Aser lazara, it's still aser. Because the Torah itself doesn't care so much about actual growing over each other, but they care about a chaloshem. So therefore, the Torah says, "The rachmana kapit al shame keren dichsev lo sizra karmecha klaim." You could have a situation where if I build a wall, a mechitza, and there's grapes on one side and a chita on the other side, mamish like just that inch away with the wall, that's mutter. But you could have, if there's no wall, I could have grapes and wheat, which are 3 inches away, that's actually usr, even though that's further away than the case of the wall. Because all they care about is a chalosh shem. Or you can have even greater than that. You could build a wall, like a kane mekan, kane mekan, kane gabehem. You could build a tzurz of Pesach. There's no actual wall. And you could have grapes on one side, and wheat on the other side, and that would actually be mutter, even though they're close, as opposed to no wall, and there's a separation, that's actually usr. So it's clear it's not about the proximity, it's about a chalosh shem. So since the chalosh shem is in the gadola, the larger one, it's a kerem, that kerem now overflows into the katana. The katana both has a zera, and the kerem, that's the issue of klayim. But just look at the continuation of Tosos here. Aval, let's say the gefanim are b'katana. You have the grapevines in the small area, in the small chatzar. Mutter l'zera b'gadol, you're actually allowed to plant in the large area. Now why is that allowed? If I plant in the large area, in the Gedola, shouldn't the Chita also be viewed as being in the Ketana as well? And shouldn't that be also? So look at the Chiddush of Tosfos. He writes, the Afa Gavel L'chshir Zirena, even though when you plant it, Yeshem Sada Al Ketana, so now I planted a Sada. Sada is Chita, and Kerem is grapes. So if I plant a Sada in my Gedola, so shouldn't that Sada now overflow into my Ketana? Just like the Kerem in the Gedola overflows into the Ketana? Tosfos says the following Chiddush. He says, no. Ein lachosh, we're not concerned. Why the Rachmana was lo kapit ashem sada? The Torah didn't care about a sada having grapes in it. The Torah cared about a kerem having chit in it. Again, the Rachmana lo kapit ashem sada. The lo ksiv sada chalo sita. It doesn't say the field shouldn't have grapes. It says kerem. It should have. Now kerem shouldn't have it. So we go based on whatever the chalo shem is of the gedola. If the gedola is a kerem, that kerem overflows into the ketana. The ketana is all aser b'klayim. But if the gedola has a zeroyim and there's grapes actually in there, that's fine. A sada with the kerem is actually fine, according to Tosfos Shita. Now, don't ask a question about klayim. Klayim's a whole other world here. But this is a simpler pshat than how Rashi takes us through this. Okay.
Does it make a difference in size in the smaller god?
No, I don't think so.
Like a Kalva Homer, if you have one field.
Yeah, I don't want to get involved in this right now. it's very confusing. Let's take a shot, at least somewhat of a shot here through now. The Gemara says further. Again, top line of Tzadi Beis and Beis. Gefanim b'ketana. If there are grapes in the ketana, we just saw Tosa telling us already, that's actually mutter, which means that in the Chatzar Gedola, you have a chita, then mutter lizra as a gedola, you're allowed to plant the chita l'chachila in the gedola. That's not of concern. Okay, that's the first case, the issue of a climb. Now let's talk about an Isha again. Isha, two lines down the Gemara, says Isha b'gedola, the woman's in the larger chatzar, the get b'ketana, and the get is in the place in the smaller one. So the din is misgareshes. She's a misgareshes. It's considered a good get, because since she's in the gedola, we view her as also being in the ketana, right? Just like the kerem was in the gedola, we view the kerem as also being in the ketana. So she being in the gedola, it's also as if she's in the ketana. Rashi points out it has to be where she owns both properties without getting too involved in the dinim of a gittin. But she owns both, and if she's standing in the gedola, it's as if she's standing in the ketana, and when the ketana gets the get, it's as if she received the get directly. However, if she's standing in the isha b'ketana, in the smaller one, and the get is b'gedola, the get's placed in the gedola, then ain't a miskareshes, because just because she's standing in the ketana, it's not viewed as if she's standing in the gedola, and it's not considered a good get. Now, the question you could ask, I'm not going to answer it, but if you place the get in the gedola, shouldn't that be considered as if you're giving the get also in the ketana? Because anything done to the gedola is also being done to the ketana. So granted that she's standing in the ketana, but the get's placed in the gedola, but as ke'ilu, the get's being given also into ketana. So I'm not answering that question. I'm just showing you this is the challenge. That's why there's huge tosafim on the side here to try to figure out some of these answers. Next case, the Gemara says, Ve'halach l'maisa. Tzibur b'gedola v'shliach tzibur p'ketana. Yotzi Yidei Chavasa. So if you have 9, 10 people standing in the larger area, and the Shliach Tzibur is in some smaller area, that's actually allowed because the Tzibur is in the Gedola, that Chalosh Shem Tzibur carries even to the Ketana area, so that's all fine. There's a Tzibur everywhere. The Shliach Tzibur is still part of you. It could be Motzi everyone. But if you have the opposite, if the Tzibur is in the Ketana, the Shliach Tzibur is in the Gedola, then Ein Yotzi Yidei Chavasa. And Rashi points out here, the reason is because we can never throw the majority, it's never going to go off the minority can never pull the majority. If the majority is in the Ketana, we can't say that the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, is drawing the Tzibur into him. It can't be that way. So since we view halachically as a Tzibur in the Ketana, that does not extend into the Gedola, doesn't go that way, then it's not considered part of the same minyan. If the Tzibur, however, is in the Gedola, we say Gedola expands itself in the Ketana, then we view the Tzibur as being in both areas, and the Shliach Tzibur is part of the Minyan. He can be Motzi, everyone. Next case, the Gemara says, now this is trying to create a Minyan. Before we had a Minyan, and we're just trying to connect to the Chazan being Motzi, everyone, now we're actually trying to create a Minyan of 10 people. So here the Gemara says, if you have Tisha, the Gedola 9 in the larger area, and there's the Yachad, the 10th, is in the Ketana, Mitztarfen, that creates a Tzibur, because again, since 9 are in the big area, we view everything in the big area as being in the both areas, so there are 9 people all over the place, you've created your minyan properly. If, however, Tisha b'Ketana, 9 are in the small area, V'Echad b'Gedola, there's only one guy in the big area, then Ein Mitztarfen, we don't view the one guy as being in both places, because we always go based on Rove as well, so here we can't say that the 9 people are being dragged to the one person to the Gedola area. So, a similar case. Tsoa b'Gedola, also likros kriyashma, this tsoa, this excrement in the large area. We view that as if there's tsoa in both the gedola and katana, and even though you're reciting Shema in the small area, we view that as if the tsoa is in the katana as well. But if it's the opposite, if the tsoa is b'katana, then muta likros kriyashma, because we view that as only being the katana and does not extend itself over to gedola. So again, this is again some level of theory of relativity. It's not so clear-cut. There are a number of shilas, again, which is why they're Tosism and many Rishon, but this is at least a very superficial understanding of this particular sugya that's learned from this Mishnah of the Chatzah Gedola and the Chatzah Ketana. So now...
I just have one question. It's not complicated. It's just...
Yeah.
It would seem that the case where they are Gedola and they are Ketana, it would seem that it's two ownerships, but all the other cases that you're bringing, the Gemara is bringing, it would seem that even with one ownership, you wouldn't apply. Meaning, they're Ketana and they're Gedola.
But you can't get rid of it. It's fine.
Ownership, then,
yeah,
then,
but the different rules. Yeah, but each one has its own different rules. Even though the Gemara is comparing them all together, they're all being driven by different rules. Kalaim has different rules of Karen versus Sada. This one has to do with ownership. This one has to do with Starfless.
All the cases that they bring.
But I don't think it's relevant, though. I don't think it's relevant because I think each area has its own set of rules that it has to follow. So just because one has to do with ownership, the case of Tzibur has nothing to do with ownership at all. So that's not even a relevant issue.
And the one with the Tzuan also.
Right, I'm saying, therefore, I don't think it's a relevant point. Right, that's why I don't think it's.
In our case, the Dayari, if it will be all one ownership, then it will be no issue.
I have to think about it. I'm not sure. Fine, let's just get back. So now the Gemara wants to get back to the Kalaim case. Now the Kalaim case, we said initially, this Chiddush, we had said that if you have the Kerem in the Gedola and the Chita in the Ketana, so we said that that's going to be Aser. Now what was interesting was that we didn't look at the Rashi there, but Rashi points out that let's say I had everything in the Gedola itself. I had just the Gedola, I had Kerem, and I had Chita 4 amos away, that's actually Mutter. The 4 amos away, that's allowed. But let's say I have the Kerem in my Gedola, and I have a Chita in the Ketana, more than 4 amos away, that actually makes it Usr. In other words, by me making a Mechitza, now I'm actually including the Ketana into the Kerem, which even though in measurement it's further, but luckily it's being Usr. So building a wall makes more of a problem than not a wall. So just look what look how the Gemara presents it. The Gemara says that Amar Le Abaye says, Imkain, if that's the case, Matsinu Mechitza, Le'isr. By building a mechitza, you're actually now making more of an issa here by including in the katana. Meaning what? Shilmale ein mechitza, had there not been a mechitza between the gedola and katana. Let's say there's no mechitza at all. Let's say if you the chatzar gedola and chatzar katana as one unit, then everything's fine, actually. There's enough separation. But the moment you start closing off the katana and building a wall, that now actually takes the katana, makes it usher. Mechitza is always a kulas. It's always separating things, but now it's actually including something to create an isser. So again, the Gemara says, Imkein matzinu mechitza, the isser creates an isser. Shilmale in mechitza, had there not been mechitza, and we view gedol and katana as one, marchik dal amos vizareya, separate dal amos, and you're allowed to plant kerem and chita. But now that we have mechitza cutting off the ketana, it's all going to be asura. That sounds very counterintuitive. To which the Gemara answers, Amar le Rebbe Zera, Labaye, v'lo matzinu mechitza l'iser. We don't ever have precedence of a mechitza creating an iser. Vatana, the Mishnah tells us. If you have a picture, this is helpful, this picture here. Vatana, the Mishnah says, Chatzah gedola shenifrata l'ketana. This is a classic case right now. A chatzah gedola that's breached open to a smaller chatzah. The gedola is muteris, the ketana asur, that's allowed. The bigger one's allowed because it has a fourth wall starting to close off. And the ketana, we say it's asur, mipneshu kipischa shel gedola, because the ketana is viewed as an entranceway to the gedola, so you could carry in the gedola area, but you can't carry in the ketana area. That's what we've been seeing. However, the Gemara said, what if you were to do the following? Vilu hishra es gifufeha gedola nami asur. Let's say you were to even out the gifufeha, are the fourth walls of the chatzar, gedola and ketana, that's called the gifufeha. Those walls, let's say you were to close it off. What does that mean? You have the picture again. It's very helpful. So I'll just, those who want to look, I'll just draw a picture, a fake picture. Let's say this is the Chatzah Gedola, like that. A big one, and this is a small one there. So these are the Gifufeha, the fourth wall going to the Ketana. Let's say you draw a wall straight now. So you kind of knock out these sides of the Chatzah Gedola. Now it's even. The Chatzah Gedola here is now even with the Chatzah Ketana. There's no Gifufeha. You've just built walls now, but those walls actually now make the Chatzah Gedola usher like the Chatzah Ketana, because now you've cut off that fourth wall there. That picture exactly. The picture, show it around if you want. Yeah, let's see if you can pass it around if you want. They have the pictures here.
This one.
So either way, but that's a case of building a wall, And now building a wall actually creates an iser. So it's not so crazy to have walls that create isurim. Just like by Erevin it's the case, it should also work by Kalayim. And God says, that's not a good example. Because this example of building the walls, of cutting off the gifufer, Amar Lei, Hasam Silik Mechitu, that's because you undid the outer mechitas. Not that you're building mechitas, you're removing the existing mechitas, and that's what they speak of. So, but in terms of building a real qualified mechita, that never creates an iser. And God says, really? I'll give you another example. And we'll, this is a conversation that goes into next off, so we'll just kind of leave it off hanging for a little bit, but just do one more stage in this discussion. The Gemara says, last two lines of Tzadi Beis and Beis here, Amar Lei Rav Lebaye, V'lo Matzino Mechita L'Iser? We never find the Mechita that creates an Iser. V'ha Itmar, we have a statement with regards to Schach. It says, Sikach Agave Achsadja, Sheesh La Ptzamim, Ksheira. The Achsadja, we said, is like an outdoor area, maybe a pergola of some sort, and you have four poles. You have four poles, and you build the Schach on top. Those four poles, we're forgetting right now the measurements, that has a considered, you have Chutzah Pesach on each end. You have now four walls and a Schach. There's a beautiful sukkah. That's great. But what happens if you ve'ilu ha'ishva pitzimeh, but let's say you decide to even out the different corners, and you have walls, that's actually psula. Because once you block these corner pieces, you made walls at it, you only now have actually two walls, and that's actually possible. So this is an example of building a mechitza, and yet disqualifying, creating an isser or passing a sukkah. So too, we shouldn't be so bothered about the klaim case, when a person builds a mechitza by the chatzah gedola, and that shouldn't be so bothered, why it should include the isser of klaim. So we're going to stop here, because it's in the middle. The Gemara is going to go a number of, I think, maybe to the end of the Amud here, to finish this conversation. But we do see, at least right now, it shouldn't be so problematic as to why building a mechitza will necessarily create an isser of Kalayim.
What's the difference